Sunday's earthquake devastated parts of Turkey and northern Syria. The region of Syria hit is already home to millions of displaced people who came here for refuge from the violence of the country's more than decade-long civil war. And videos of the destruction are hard to watch. Here, a man calls to a child whose body is partly stuck in the top floor of a building. The rest of him is dangling. "Say there is no God but one God," he tells the child, knowing he probably can't save him. First responders and volunteers in Syria are working in near freezing temperatures with little equipment to cut through the concrete rubble. People are buried in rows of collapsed buildings, and this is a place where the infrastructure was already crumbling from years of conflict. Meanwhile, no one entity is in charge because the area is divided between the Syrian government control and the control of opposition groups. Amara Selmu is a volunteer with the White Helmets who have spent a decade pulling victims out of the rubble of buildings bombarded during Syria's civil war. He describes working desperately among mountains of rubble in devastation like he's never seen. This, he says, is terrifying.
Because of hundreds of buildings on the ground, because of the earthquake, and the team from the beginning of the earthquake trying to work on the clock, around the clock to save lives. Every hour, there is less possibility to find alive people. Just at the night, today at the night, we are able to save more than 5% alive from under the rubble. Mm-hmm. Still people shouting under the rubble, but you can say more vehicles needed, more heavy machine needed to do the job. We are left alone here to do this job. Until now, no one, no country sent any help, any international rescue, anything to work here. With the absence of effective state institution, the absence of any international rescue team, so the number, we expect the number of the victims to rise significantly.
So where you are, there's no effective state institutions, and you're basically on your own with no international aid in pulling people.
Yeah, yeah. Just
people.
NGO, and you can say NGO cannot fill the gap by national or government institution, especially with in front of this big earthquake.
What is your estimate right now of how many people have been killed and how many people are under the rubble?
Yeah, we were able to pull out more than 800 dead persons, 2,000 injuries. This is not the accurate number because a lot of people pulled their relatives from under the rubble and went and buried them without documenting them. The number could rise dramatically. Until now, hundreds of families under the rubble, hundreds of families, 3,000 buildings on the ground, and more than 600 buildings partially affected by the earthquake. And the hospital already were affected by the war, the ongoing war.
Yeah.
They were attacked by the Russian, by the regime. So right now, at least 4 hospitals have to be evacuated because of the earthquake on them.
So if there's no hospitals, where are the injured going?
The hospital is overwhelmed with the injuries. We just hear call for blood donation here and there, but that is not enough. Right now we're trying to make every tent is a hospital. So some people take their injuries to their homes, to their tents, to their camps to take care of them.
So there's no real place to send people who have been displaced by the earthquake, to send people who have been injured for help. So your most urgent needs in this moment is what? Equipment, a place for people to find refuge?
Yeah, shelter for the people who are right now under the rain because we are facing a storm. Since the 4th of February, we are facing a snowstorm. So this storm affected everything. It also exhausted the team, the rescue team on the ground, financially and everything. So right now, everything is needed. International rescue team is needed. A heavy machine is needed. Aid is needed. Medicine is needed. Everything is needed. Fuel for the hospital because they run out of fuel.
The area that's been hit, parts of it are controlled by the Assad regime, parts of it are not, and in more areas that are rebel-controlled. Is there any type of coordination in a moment like this, in an emergency like this, so that the response can be effective and uniform?
Actually, no, because you can say that those people who are living in northwest Syria consider that Assad displaced them, and Assad did not provide him any help since 2011. So there is no coordination. And we saw that also Aleppo, the city under the regime control, suffering of the weak response, because we saw civilian people trying with primitive equipment to get their relative from under the rubble. So also there is a weak in Assad regime controlled area, but countries, Arab countries, trying right now to send help to the government, not to the to the opposition area. So this is, I think this is important to send to both opposition and government area, because both are affected, especially Idlib. Idlib affected more than Aleppo.
You have spent years pulling people from rubble because of war, already, like you described, buildings impacted, damaged by the years of war. Have you ever seen anything like what you're seeing right now?
This is the first time that we saw complete neighborhood under the rubble. Hundreds of families just heard every day, every moment we hear that this family gone away, this family gone away. This is the first time, because this everywhere. We saw this everywhere here.
Hamad Essenmu, joining us from northwest Syria. Best of luck to you as you continue to try to save people.
Thank you.
The current death toll from yesterday's earthquake across southern Turkey and northern Syria is now well over 5,000 people.